Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah here. We're holding in Mishnah Chelik Dalet, and Mir Sashem, today we will be learning Daf Resh Samach Ches Amid Beis. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Tchumin. We pick up today on the bottom of Resh Samach Ches Amid Aleph, in the middle of Simin Tuf Beis Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. We're up to the bottom line, a little bit past the middle of the line, Vitzarech Lasois Mechitza. Our learning today should be a schus for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanusunim Batsaru Bashivya, Ha'imdim Bein Bayom, Bein Bayabasha, Hamakim Yirachim Aleihem, V'yaitziyam Yisrael Lervacha, Me'afelo La'ira, Mishibud L'gu'ula, Hashta Bagalo V'zman Kariv, V'neimar Amen. Our learning should be a schus Refu Shalema for Mayri V'Rabbi Reb Shalom Ruvain Ben Shimo, who's undergoing a procedure as I give this shir, for Achya Gadol, Moshe Beir, Ben Esther Fradel, Yitzchak Betzian, Ben Dusha, Rivka Bashir Alea, Chava Hadassah, Bas Rezel Serel, Trani, Bas Batsheva, Yeshua Levi, Ben Ahuva Malkachana, and Yeruchim, Ben Masha. They should all have a refuah shalema, Basach Shar, Chayle Yisrael. So, in the beginning of Simit Tuf Beis, we learnt a halacha. We had a case where you have two cities, and in between the two cities, there is a pond of standing water. In the words of the Mechaber, there's a chritz, malei mayim. Now, chritz literally is a ditch or a trench, but there's some kind of pond of standing water. Now, when we say that the pond is located between the two cities and it's located between their two tchumen, what do we mean? Well, let's imagine that we have two cities that are separated by 4,000 amas. So the city on the left, its tchum extends 2,000 amas out. The city on the right, its tchum extends 2,000 amas out. And in the middle, you have the limit of both cities' tchumen. And there is a pond that's overlapping the two tchumen. So let's say the pond is 1,000 amas across. 500 amas of the pond on the left are within the tchum of the left-hand city. 500 amas of the pond on the right are in the tchum of the right-hand city. Said the Mechaber that in such a case, neither one of the cities are allowed to draw water out of the pond. Why? What's the problem? Well, each city kind of has ownership, so to speak, of the water that's closer to them and that is within their tchum. So the city on the left has the water, the 500 amas of the pond, to the left. And that water is kind of the shvisa of their city. So that water is within the tchum of their city, but it's out of the tchum of the city on the right. The city on the right, their tchum ends after the 500 amas that are closer to them. The 500 amas on the right of the pond, they have those 500 amas. Those 500 amas of water are within their 2,000 amas tchum. But the 500 amas of water to the left, they're within the tchum of the left-hand city. They're out of the tchum of the right-hand city. So neither city is allowed to draw water from the pond. Now, wait a second. Why isn't each city allowed to draw water from their side of the pond? The reason is, said the Mechaber, because we don't look at water that way. We don't look at water as remaining fixed in its place, so that the water on the left, when you draw water from the left of the pond, you're always going to be drawing a left-hand water. No, when you draw water from the pond, it's as if you're drawing water from the entire pond. So if somebody from the left-hand city comes to the pond and dunks in a bucket right by the shoreline that's close to his city, even though it's true that the pond over there is inside his tchum, when he fills up his bucket, he's not filling up his bucket with water only from his side of the pond. He's also filling up his bucket with water from the other side of the pond. And the water on the other side of the pond is out of his tchum. So he's taking water from outside his tchum and he's bringing it inside his tchum. So neither one of the cities are allowed to draw water from the pond. Now, something very critical that we learned in the Mishnah Berurah that we have to remember for today's shiur is we might look at this picture and we might say, we don't understand why this discussion even begins. Why was this water kind of shvisa by any city? This is a water that's out in the area between the two cities. Why isn't it considered Mayim Mishal Hefker? It should be ownerless water. What's the din with ownerless water? that water, when somebody draws that water, the water is kind of shvisa kiragle hamemale. It, right now, it's maim shel hefker. It doesn't have a makom shvisa. It has no tchum. When somebody comes and fills up a bucket, it becomes now his water. Now the water is kaina shvisa. What shvisa is the water kaina? It's kaina the makom shvisa of the person who draws it. So why don't we just look at this case and say, what's the problem? Somebody comes from the left-hand city. He goes to the pond. He dips in a bucket. He's drawing water that was never kaina shvisa. He's drawing water that doesn't have a tchum. Now when he fills up the bucket, the water gets his tchum. What do I care if it's left-hand water or right-hand water? Why is it even negeya? So the Mishnah Berurah explained to us that it's very negeya. Why is it negeya? Because we do not look at this water as being mayim shel hefker. The way we look at this water is that the water on the left of the pond that's within the tchum of the left-hand city belongs to the left-hand city, and it's kind of their shvisa. Why? Because that city, their das is on that water. They're seimich on that water. They rely on that water. And because the people of that city rely on that water is considered to be their water, and it's kind of their makom shvisa. The water on the right side of the pond is close to the right-hand city. The people in the right-hand city are seimich on that water. That water is kind of the makom shvisa of the right-hand city. And that's where we come to the problem that neither city could draw water from the pond, because we always look at it that when you draw water from the pond, you're drawing water from the entire pond, so you're taking water out of your tchum. That's the halacha that we learned in the previous year. Now, is there an eitzah? Is there a way to make it permissible for the people of the cities to draw water from the pond? Says the Mechaber. Yes, that brings us to where we're up to. Bottom line, Reish Samaches Amud Aleph, says the Mechaber, in order to remedy this situation, what do you need to do? V'tzarech lasois mechitza b'soif ha-tchumin. You have to make a partition at the end of the two tchumin, lavsikon, in order to divide the water. So what does this mean? Well, in the case that I gave you, the middle of the pond is where the two tchumin meet. The middle of the pond is 2,000 amas distant from each one of the cities. All right, you need to make a mechitza at the halfway point of the pond. So now you're going to have a mechitza that is separating the water in the pond, and now the left is going to belong to the city on the left, the right belongs to the city on the right, and now we're going to say that if you draw water on the left, it's considered that you're drawing your water, you draw the people from the city on the right, draw water from the right, they're drawing their water. Each one is drawing water from within their tchum. They're not taking water from the other city, from what's outside their tchum. Now, let's get something straight. This mechitza is not physically going to divide the water, because as the Mechaber says now, this works, va'afilu hi tluya. This could even be a mechitza tluya, a hanging mechitza, meaning it's a mechitza that passes over the surface of the water and it dips down into the water only a tefach. It doesn't have to go down to the riverbed, not the river. We're not talking about a river. We're talking about standing water. It doesn't have to go down to the bed of the pond. So we're not really physically separating the water. And really, nothing changed. When the person on the right fills up his bucket, water from the left is going to flow to the right. We're not physically changing anything. This is going to be a hecker. It's serving as a reminder. Remember, we're talking about Dinei Derabanan over here, and this is a kula that Chazal v'Mekel to allow the cities to be able to draw water. They need water. The Chazal v'Mekel in such a case to allow them to do this. So as the Mechaber says, va'afilu hi tluya, even if this mechitza is, so to speak, a hanging mechitza, she'ena magas lekarka hacharitz, it doesn't go down to the bed at the bottom of the pond, and even v'shal kanim ba'alma, it can even be a mechitza that simply reeds, a row of reeds, each one within the sheer lovut of the other one, so water can even flow through this mechitza. It just has to be this basic kind of mechitza, sagi, that would be sufficient. Says the Mishnah Berurah back on Reish Samach Ches Amud Aleph, Mishnah Berurah Ois Katan Gimel. b'soif atchumin. You need to make this mechitza at the limit of the two tchumin. V'hainu, what exactly does this mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, im hayu beineihem arbas alofim ama. If these two cities were separated by 4,000 amas. So the limit of the left-hand city's tchum and the limit of the right-hand city's tchum, they meet each other at the 4,000, at the 2,000 amma mark in between the two cities. So im hayu beineihem arba salafim amma, shehu shir shnei tchumin, that's the shir of two tchumin, tzarech lasos mechitza b'soif alpayim, you need to make a mechitza at the 2,000 amma mark away from each city, shehu soif shnei hatchumin, that is the limit of each one's tchum. Says the Mishnah Ravaita V'dafka B'kahai Gavna Sha'achritzu B'Soif HaTchum Shal Kol Echad. You only are required to make this mechitza in the case that we just described, where the ditch, the chritz full of water, is at the limit of the tchum of both cities, so that it's overlapping both tchumin, and the tchum of each city ends in the middle. She'nimtza chelik b'menu chutz l'tchumai Shal Kol Echad. Because in such a case, part of the pond is outside of the tchum, right? There's a part, there is a part of the pond that is outside of the tchum of each city, right? The right-hand side of the pond is out of the left-hand city's tchum. The left-hand side of the pond is out of the right-hand city's tchum. Aval, however, let's say, em achritz oimed kulei b'mokayim hamashutif l'shtei ha'ayoros. But let's tweak the case a little bit. Let's say the entire pond is within both cities' tchumen. Kagoyin, for example, Shebein Shtei Ha'ayarois Hurak Shloishes Alofim Amma. The cities are only separated by 3,000 Amas. Now, if the cities are only separated by 3,000 Amas, there's a 1,000 Amma area in the middle that is in both cities' tchumen, right? The two tchumen overlap each other. So there's 1,000 Amas in the middle that is within the tchum of each city. V'acharitz hu be'emtza. And that's where the charitz is. So the two cities are separated by 3,000 amas. There's a 1,000 amma area in the middle that's within each city's tchum. And there's a 1,000 amma across pond that's located in that 1,000 amas. Now, before I go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, how would you look at this case? So here you have a pond. You have a fellow from the city on the left. He comes and he says, Mahabaya, what's the problem? I could walk to the pond, it's within my tchum, and I could draw water. The entire pond is inside my tchum. There's no problem. Why should there be a problem of me lowering my bucket into this pond and taking out water? Well, what's the problem? The water mixes. So what the water mixes? All the water that's in this pond is within my tchum. So too, person comes from the other city. And he says, okay, I could dip a water into this pond to take out water. Why not? The entire pond is in my tchum. So at face value, at first glance, I think many people would be tempted to look at this case and say that this case is a davar pashut ba'alma. There shouldn't be any reason at all why both cities cannot draw from the pond. Now we're going to see that the halacha is that it's true. Each city can draw from the pond, but not for the reason that you're thinking. There is a halachic challenge that needs to be overcome, says the Mishnah Berurah. Aval, im achritz oimid kulei b'mokayim hamashutif l'shtei ha'ayorois, if this pond is located in an area where the two tchumen overlap, kigoyin shebein shtei ha'ayorois hurak shloishas alofim amma v'achritzu be'emtza. You have two cities that are separated by 3,000 amas. So there's a 1,000 amma in the air in the middle, the 1,000 amma area in the middle that belongs to both cities. V'acharitzu be'emtza, and that's exactly where the pond is located. Shteya mutarais lamalais bimenu belishum mechitza. Then each city is allowed to draw from the pond without any mechitza. Now, if the Mishnah Berurah would have ended over there, I think a lot of people would have been happy. They would have said, yeah, why not? But says the Mishnah Berurah, why is this mutter? The Amrinan Yesh Breira. The reason it's mutter is because we have to come on to Breira. The Chol Echad Lekeach Mechelkoi. And we have to use Breira to say, Igloi Limilsa Lamafreya, that we see retroactively that each person drew water from his part of the pond. What does that mean? Well, why do we need Breyer over here? So I'll tell you the explanation. The explanation is like this. You need to be able to visualize very clearly the case. So I have a city on the left, you have a city on the right. The city on the left's tchum extends 2,000 amos away, right? Towards the city on the right. The city on the right's tchum extends 2,000 amos away towards the city on the left. Visualize in your mind those two lines of the two tchumen. They overlap by 1,000 amos in the middle. That's where the chritz is. Now, remember what I told you in the preface to today's shir. I reminded the olam about the Mishnah Berurah that we learned yesterday. Why is the water in this pond kind of shvisa at all? Why don't we say that the water in the pond is mayim shel hefker? The reason is because each city relies on the water in the pond, and therefore the water in the pond is kind of the shvisa of that city. Now, let's think about this for a second. Over here we have a case where the entire pond is within the tchum of both cities. Well, let's look at this from the perspective of the city on the right. All right, that pond is within my tchum. My das is on that water. That water is kind of my makom shvisa. Where does that makom shvisa start? In the city, right? So this water's tchum begins with the city on the right. And this water is not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos away from the city on the right, because it was kind of shvisa as belonging to the city on the right. Well, now, wait a second. A guy from the city on the left comes, dunks a bucket into the pond, takes out a bucket of water, and he wants to bring it back to his city. Now, his city is out of the tchum of the front of the city on the right. He's bringing the water 3,000 amos away from the city on the right. How could he do that? This water was kind of shvisa in the city on the right. Now, wait a second. Hold it. But the water was also kind of shvisa in the city on the left, because the city on the left is also saimach on this water. And this water is within the tchum of the city on the left also. So why don't we say the other way? Right? The water was kind of shvisa in the city on the left. How could the guy on the right draw water from it and bring it to his city? He's taking it out of the tchum. So what we have over here is we have competing makom shvisas. We want to look at this water, and 50% tells us that this water was kind of shvisa in the city on the right. 50% tells us that this water was kind of shvisa in the city on the left. That's why we have a halachic challenge over here. It's not such a davar pashut to say that each side could draw water. How do we resolve the situation? We employ Breira. What we say is that when the guy from the left goes and dunks a bucket in, Breira is going to say that, yes, it's true, there's water in this pond that was kind of shvisa in the city on the right, but the bucket that I filled up, that's a bucket of water that was kind of the shvisa of my city. It's not a bucket of water that was kind of shvisa of your city. That's why we have to employ Breira over here to solve what seems to be something that really didn't need solving. But once you delve into it a little bit, you realize it did need solving, and this is how we solve it. Says the Rambam, Hagot. So till now, we are speaking about a chritz, a ditch, that's filled with water. Now, by water, we understand that there's a challenge, right? Let's go back to the original case of the simon. The left-hand side of the pond is within the tchum of the left-hand city. The right-hand side of the pond is within the tchum of the right-hand city. Mahabaya, what's the problem over here? If somebody from the left-hand city comes and he draws water from the left-hand side of the pond, he's not only taking left-hand water, he's also drawing right-hand water. Why do we say that? Because it's the nature of liquid, that liquid is constantly mixing and constantly flowing around. So it's like the lashon of the Mechaber in the beginning of the Siman. He says, "Umisarvim elu im elu." The nature of liquid is that it's constantly mixing. It's not static. But what if we're not talking about water? What if we're talking about solids? That's where this Ramah comes in. Says the Ramah, "Ubar shel teven ha'imedes ben shnei tchumen." Let's say you don't have a ditch full of water. You don't have a pond between the two cities. You have a ditch that's filled with animal fodder. It's filled with straw. in between the two cities. And again, the two tchumen meet midway at the halfway point into the ditch. Now, a fellow from the left-hand city wants to allow his cow to eat from the left-hand side of the ditch. A fellow from the right-hand city wants to have his cow eat from the right side from the right side of the ditch. Is that a problem? Says the Rama, no. Barshal Teven, Ha'imedes Ben Shnei Trumin, if you have a bar or some kind of a pit or a ditch between two Trumin and it's filled with straw, Elu Ma'achilin Mikan, Ve'elu Ma'achilin Mikan, you can allow your animals to eat from both sides. Ve'ein Choshishin Shema Yikach Echad Mechelek Chaveroi, because it's not the nature of straw that straw is continually mixing. So the straw on the left-hand side of the pit is going to remain on the left-hand side of the pit. When the animal takes food from the left-hand side of the pit, he's taking left-hand water, that's left-hand straw, that's in the tum of the left-hand city. We don't have to be afraid that straw is being taken from the right side of the ditch, and that is straw that's being removed from its tum. Says the Mishmaris Katvav, Elu Ma'achilu Mikan, Ta'aloi Kalecha, Naito B'tchumai, because everybody's taking distinctly from within their tum. Finally, and the Mechaber ends off the Sibid with something that we spoke about yesterday. Vim Hamayim Moishchim, this whole discussion of this Simin is only germane to standing water. If it's flowing water, Ein Tzarech Shum Tikun, then you don't need a Mechitza, you don't need any kind of Tikun at all. Why? She'enim Koyim Shvisa, because flowing water is not Koyim Shvisa. It's Naidi, it's always in motion, it's never Shavas, it's never Koyim Shvisa. V'harehem Karagle Hamamale. So if we were dealing here with flowing water, if there was a river at the halfway point between the two cities, we wouldn't be concerned because that water would always be Karagle Hamamale, because until somebody draws that water, it was never Kaina Shvisa. Says the Mishmaris Katan Zayin, Shainim Kaim Shvisa, but Mnei Denaydi, because it's constantly in motion. This is true even when a stream belongs to a single person. It's still not kind of his shvisa. Gamkin ain't a karag love. It would not be kind of the shvisa of its owner. It would always get the shvisa of the person who draws the water, because until the point that it's drawn, it has no shvisa since it's always in motion. That concludes Siman Tav Beis. Let's begin Siman Tav Gimel. Din Bikash Kifua Einam Yehudim. The halacha regarding a valley or our rolling plains of grain that was surrounded by Einam Yehudim with a mechitza ubay sif echad, and here we have one sif. What's the case over here? Says the Mechaber. Shavas Bebika. Somebody got stuck out in the fields for Shabbos. So he was there at Ben Ashmoshes. What's his makom shvisa? His makom shvisa is his dalet amos, right? He's not in a place that's surrounded by mechitzos. He's not in a city. He's out in the bika. So he's kaina shvisa in his dalet amos. What's his tchum? His tchum is 2,004 amos away from where he's located, right? He has dalet amos around him, and then he has another 2,000 amos, alpayim amos l'chol ruach. That's his tchum. Shavas bebika, and he has a tchum. Now what happens? Well, Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock in the morning, V'hikifua einam Yehudim b'Shabbos mechitzais l'dira. 10 o'clock in the morning, Shabbos morning, the construction crews show up, the einam Yehudim construction crews, and they build a wall around him. They enclose him. The area that he's in, they enclose with walls. He didn't know that they were planning to build a city over there. So they come and they put up walls around that area. And they put those walls up, lidira. They put them up for the purposes of living inside those walls. So maybe what happened was a caravan of Einam Yehudim showed up in the Bika. They built their little huts. I guess they have to be permanent enough to be considered part of an ear. They built their little huts and then they went and they put up a mechitza surrounding the entire area. So this guy started off Shabbos when Ben Ashmoshes came on Erev Shabbos. He was out in the Bika. He was kind of makom shvisa, dalet al dalet. He got a tchum al payim amel chol ruach. Now suddenly, 10 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos, there's a little city around him. And now he's mukaf mechitzos. Does his tchum change? Is he now considered to be located inside, so to speak, an ear? Is he now inside a city? And now the whole city should be for him like Dalet Amos? And now we should get a tchum from the borders of this newfound city and out. Says the Mechaber. No, absolutely not. It doesn't work that way. He's still going to be restricted to his same alpayim amah lechol ruach tchum that he had before. The words of the Mechaber mean, he's not allowed to travel even inside of this newfound city. Let's say this newfound city is 5,000 amas by 5,000 amas. He's not allowed to go 5,000 amas. His tchum only goes dalet amas from where he's standing in each direction. So he could only go, he cannot travel even within these enclosures, el alpayim amah. Only up to alpayim amah in each direction. She'eino kulak arba amos, because this newfound enclosure is not considered 4 amos for him. Why? Kevin shaloi shavas ba'avir hamechitzos. Because at Ben Hashmashas, when these halachas kick in, was he surrounded by mechitzos? No, he wasn't. These mechitzos happened on Shabbos. They're not negeya to hilchas tchumen. But, says the Mechaber, umetaltel bekula al yidei zrika. But there's two different bodies of halacha that we have to be concerned over here. One is the halachas of haitzah. One is the halachas of the whole beginning of Chelek Dalet. Well, we know that a mechitza that goes up on Shabbos is Shema Mechitza. We know that it's a halachically acceptable mechitza. So is he allowed to carry within these enclosures? Yes, these enclosures are valid enclosures. So when it comes to the halachas of Haitzah, he's in a Rishos HaYachid. Since he's in a Rishos HaYachid, he's allowed to be metaltal more than Dalet Amos because he's in a Rishos HaYachid. But he has to remain within 2,000 Amos in each direction because that's Hilchas Tchumen. Now, he would be allowed to pick up something and throw it out of 2,000 Amos. So if this enclosure is 5,000 by 5,000 and he has a good pitching arm, he could pick up a ball and he could throw it 3,000 Amos away. He's not allowed to travel outside of his 2,000 amah tchum in each direction, even if he remains within the enclosures. But he's allowed to be metaltal. There's no iser tiltal. He's in a rishus hayachid. So he could take a ball and he could throw it 3,000 amahs away. That's not a problem. Sheyachal lizraik afil l'chutz l'alpayim. He's allowed to throw something even outside of the 2,000 amah tchum limit. Sharei rishus hayachid gamarhu. Because this is a bona fide rishus hayachid kevin chahuk of ledira. Because it was Mukaf Lidira. Let's pause over here. Says the Mishvarais Kanal, Shavas Bebika, Pirish, what does this mean? The Kanasham Shvisa Liyais Laibim, Bekaiba Lahalach Alpayim Amalach Aruach. It means this person started off Shabbos out in the Bika. He was Kaina Makab Shvisa, the Dalai Lamas where he's standing, and he now has a Tchum. The Tchum extends Alpayim Amalach Aruach from where he's standing. Avala Taltal in the Rakba Arba Amis, but remember, is he allowed to carry? No, he's not allowed to carry. He's out in the Bika. What's the Bika? The Bika is a Carmelis. Carmelis, you're not allowed to be metaltal more than Dalet Amos. Oizkan Beis v'kifua akum. Now Einam Yehudim came and they surrounded it with a wall. Shalsu la mechitza saviv. They built a wall around the area where he's parked for Shabbos. V'kaibul la mechitza asuyu b'Shabbos shema mechitza. And we know that a mechitza that is built on Shabbos is considered to be a valid mechitza. Ice cut and gimel, of course, it must be that they built these mechitzas ledira purposes. Sheikifu alad or besaicha, they put up this wall in order to live in it. Dilavachi, if not, imahek of yosebi beis hasayim, then if this area is larger than a beis hasayim, which the Mishnah Berurah reminds us is shehu shivam amah al shivam amah, 70 by 70 approximately, 5,000 square amas, loy mishtairo l'til tuliba elaba abba amais afila yidei zvika, then the halacha that the Mechaber says is not true, right? If the enclosure is bigger than a base sasayim and it's not mukaf ledira, then tiltal would not be mutter, right? The halacha that the Mechaber says is you have a tchum problem. You're restricted by your original alpayim amah lechol ruach tchum, even within these newfound enclosures. But the Mechaber said you're allowed to be metaltal on yedei zrika. You could throw something even outside of the 2,000 amas because why not? It's a rishos hayachid gomer. Tiltal is not osir. But says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only true if it was mukaf ledira. If it's not mukaf ledira and it's larger than a beis sasayim, right? Then tiltal is osir because it's a carmelis. Eiskan Dalad El Alpayim Yimakum Shekana Shvisa. He's still restricted by his original Alpayim Amalachal Rach Tchum. Talamahani Lehai Mechitzas Klal Le'inyin Hiluch. Because while it's true that Mechitzas Shasuyu B'Shabbat Shema Mechitza for the purposes of changing a Rishus from a Carmelist to a Rishus Hayachid, these Mechitzas work in the context of the Halachas of Haitzah. These Mechitzas do not work in the context of the halachas of Tchum. We're not going to say that now the person is suddenly located in a city and now the entire city is considered like his Dalaramas. That we're not going to say. Okay, says the Mishmaris Katan Hey, Kevin Shaloi Shabbos. The reason is because he did not start off Shabbos inside these Mechitzas. These Mechitzas were not here by Ben Ashmashas, it said a Lomar. The Lomahani Mechitzes Liyais Al Yodam Kalashetach Karba Amois. Mechitzes are not effective to make the entire enclosed area like four Amos in the context of the halachas of Truman. Only if those Mechitzes were extant when Shabbos came in at Ben Ashmashas, and you were located inside those Mechitzes when Shabbos came in by Ben Ashmashas. But in our case, Ben Ashmashas Loi Haisa Mukefes, where he was not surrounded by these walls by Ben Ashmashas. V'loi Kanabaisa Makum Shvisa Elal Alpayim Ama, and he was Kaina Shvisa by Ben Ashmashas without Mechitzes. So he was Kaina Shvisa in the Dalad Al Dalad Makum where he was standing, and he got a Tchum of Alpayim Ama L'Chalruach from that point. Elal Alpayim Ama, Avshei Kifua Mechitzes B'Shabbos, even though now they came and they surrounded that area with Mechitzes on Shabbos. He could only travel his original Alpayim Amalachal Ruach Tchum that he was kind of by Ben Ashmashas. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'laydami l'simin tafhei. Don't make a mistake and compare this to a halacha that we're going to learn later on, Bezus Hashem, in Simin Tafhei. What's that halacha? Says the Mishnah Brura, interesting case. Let's say, again, same case. A person started off Shabbos out in the Bika. All right? He's kind of Shvisa, Makum Dalad Al Dalad. He has a Tchum, Alpayim Amal Lechol Ruach. All right? Goyim pull up on Shabbos and they say, hey, buddy, you can't be here. This, you didn't know, but this is a construction site. You can't be here. You got to move. How big is the construction site going to be? The construction site is going to be an area 10,000 amas by 10,000 amas. So you got to get out of this area. You got to leave. Guy says, I'm sorry, I can't. It's my Shabbos. I'm not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amas in each direction. So I'm still going to be inside your construction site. Buddy, you got to leave. I can't leave. So they pick him up. They put him on the bed of their pickup truck. And they drive him out of the construction zone. And they deposit him inside a city. All right, let's analyze this case from a Tchum perspective. He started off Shabbos, and he was kind of Makom Shvisa out in the Bika, and he had a Tchum, Alpayim Amal Chalruach. Goyim came, they picked him up, they transported him outside of his Tchum. They deposited him in a city. Is that city now Dalat Amos for him? Is he allowed to travel throughout that entire city? Based on what we learned here in Tuf Gimel, you would be very tempted to say, no, he's not allowed to travel throughout the city. What should this guy's din be? Well, he's a Yid that left his Tchum on Shabbos. Since he went out of his Tchum on Shabbos, he should be restricted to a Makom Dalad Al Dalad. And the city doesn't become Dalad Al Dalad for him because he didn't start off Shabbos surrounded by those Mechitzes in that city. By Ben Ashmashas, he was out in the Bika. So based on what we just learned in Simin Taf Gimel, we would think that the halacha of the case of Simin Taf A should be, Goyim took him out of his Tchum, they deposited him in the city, he can't leave his Dalad Al Dalad area. He's restricted to his Dalad Amos. But in Taf A, we see that that's not the halacha. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'loidami l'simin Taf A, b'yamayitziyu ha'akum v'alkarchi chutz l'tchumai, unisanu toich eracheres ha'mekeves chayma, demahalech es kula. Simin Taf A, we say that this guy is allowed to travel the length and breadth of the city that he's in. The whole city becomes Dalat Amos for him. Why? He wasn't surrounded by those Mechitzes by Ben Ashmashas. even though he wasn't inside that walled-in area where Shabbos came in by Ben Hashmashas, explains to Mishnah Berurah, the chilik is, the hasam, halayhu chutz l'tchumai. Over there, he was removed from his tchum. De'ein lo min hadin lahalech rak ba'arba amos. A strict reading of halacha should tell us that this person is restricted to dalet al dalet because he was taken out of his tchum. So, if we would not be willing to consider the city that he now finds himself in to be dalet amos for him, we would have to be very machmir on him. We would have to lock him into a dalet al dalet area. Now let's remember, Rabbi Yisai, we're talking about an Isidur Rabbanon of Tchum Shabbos. So how much are we going to be machmir on this guy? Lachain, therefore, says to Mishnah Berurah, hey, kelu gabe kevan sheyatza ba'oinis. We're makel for this fellow. After all, did this fellow leave his tchum willingly? This person was picked up by Einam Yehudim, and he was removed from his tchum. Now we're going to be so machmer on him that we're going to restrict him to his immediate dalet amos? No, we're going to be makel on him, and sheyehe nekshav loy kalayir ka'arba amos, we're going to consider the entire city to be his dalet amos, and we're going to allow him to travel the length and breadth of the city that he now finds himself in. But that stands in contrast to the halacha that we're learning here in Tav Gimel. Over here, listen, this guy was kind of shvisa. He was in the bikka when Shabbos started. He was kind of makum shvisa dalad al dalad. He has alpayim amalach ruach. What he wants is, he wants a bonus. Goyim came now on Shabbos and they surrounded me with walls in an area of 5,000 by 5,000, I want to be able to travel the length and the breadth of the new enclosure. No, we're not going to give you such a kula and give you a luxury that you're not entitled to. Why you're not entitled to it? Because those bechitzes weren't there when Ben Hashmashas came. You weren't inside those bechitzes at the onset of Shabbos. So no, you don't get that. Eyes caught in vav, but the Mechaber said, Umetaltal bekula, he returned to Leimar. What the Mechaber means to say is, after Indian Hiluch Leinachshav Ahekiv Klau Lemechitza, even though in the context, despite the fact that in the context of Hilchas Tchumen, these newly built Mechitzais that the Goyim put up are not Negeya, we don't look at them as having any validity in the context of Hilchas Tchumen. Why Shalai Shabbos Ba'abim Mechitzais? Because he wasn't inside those Mechitzais at the onset of Shabbos, but Leinian Isser Tiltel Leichbas Lan Bazer. But in the contexts of the halacha of Hitzah, of being metaltal, we don't care that the Mechitzas weren't there on Erev Shabbos and he wasn't surrounded by them on Erev Shabbos. Kevin Cheyesh Mechitzas on Kopan Amachshav, since there are Mechitzas now, the Kamala Mechitzah Asi B'Shabbos Shema Mechitzah, they're good Mechitzas. And now he's in a Rishos HaYachid. If he's in a Rishos HaYachid, he's allowed to be metaltal. He can't travel outside of his tchum, but he could be metaltal. What does that mean that he could be metaltal? He's gotten Zaychiyach Elizreich. He could throw a ball outside of his tchum. He can't carry a ball outside of his tchum because he can't walk outside of his tchum. But he could throw a ball outside of the tchum because he's in a Rishos HaYachid. Vedafka, but now the Mishnah Berurah makes a very cute point that you might not have picked up on. But Vedafka b'chafetzim shel adam acher, what does it mean that he could pick up a ball and he could throw it 3,000 amos away? He can't throw his ball 3,000 amos away. If it's his ball, it's kind of his makom shvitza. If it's his ball, it has the same tchum that he has. So if he can't go out of his tchum, he can't transport his ball out of his tchum. So what does it mean he can throw a ball outside of his tchum? Says the Mishnah of Dafka b'chafetzim shel adam acher. It has to be somebody else's ball. Shemagia tchumai lahalon me'alpayim shaloi. And if he throws it 3,000 amos away, it's going to be inside that person's tchum. Because that ball has that person's tchum, not his tchum. Or it could be a chafetz that belongs to Hefker. An ownerless keli doesn't have a tchum. It's not koine shvisa. And even if he picks it up to throw it, if he picks it up and he has in mind not to be koine it, it doesn't get his tchum. It remains a chafetz shel Hefker, and it's not koine shvisa, and it has no tchum. The alav hachi hari also loy licha b'chutz l'tchumai, da kelim karagli abaylam, gemar shakosa simit shin tzadik zayin, Sif Gimel, we're going to pause over here. We'll see a massive chiddush in the Ramah in the coming shir. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. Discuss of Liman HaTorah should be begging against Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem should send Yeshua Sefuras Panos and Shidduchim to those in need. We should be zayichet to see the B'yaskel. Tzedek b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. Be well.